The warning, or illumination of conscience, is a prophecy which says that in a single moment in time, every person on earth will have a personal encounter with God, where God will show that person the state of their soul, and if they were to die at that moment, whether they would go to heaven, hell, or purgatory. They will also be shown that Christianity, in fact Catholicism, is the true religion. After this event, a grace period of several weeks will be given to the world, where Satan will be bound and prevented from deceiving the world. Massive lines at the confessionals, as well as mass conversions to the Catholic faith, will happen during this period. Then Satan will be unbound, and many will return to their former state. This prophecy was made popular by the alleged apparitions of Garibaldi, Spain, which is not approved. It's not condemned, but it's not approved. Furthermore, some of the other prophecies of Garibaldi have expired without coming to pass. For instance, a miracle is supposed to happen before the illumination of conscience, and it was prophesied that Joey Lemangano, who was blind, would regain his sight and see the miracle. Joey died in 2014 without having received his sight back, and the miracle has yet to happen. So it doesn't look good for Garibaldi. In fact, the prophecy of the illumination of conscience seems to rest on recent or even current mystics and seers who don't necessarily have the full approval of the church, not that they are condemned. That doesn't mean it's not authentic. It makes sense that if we were close to this event, God would send contemporary prophets to prepare us. But I like the old prophets and visionaries who have the full approval of the church. And it would also make sense that if this event is real, we would see it in some of the older prophecies, visions, and apparitions that have full approval of the church. So I did a little research to see what I could find. I wanted to see if there was any evidence of the illumination of conscience in prophecies that have full approval. And this is what I found.
St. Edmund Campion, 16th century, priest and martyr, states, "I pronounce a great day, not where in any temporal potentate should minister, but wherein the terrible judge should reveal all men's consciences and every man of each kind of religion. This is the day of change." Now that sounds pretty good, but he may be talking about the general judgment. Blessed Anne Maria Taigi in the 18th century says, "A great purification will come upon the world, preceded by an illumination of conscience, in which everyone will see themselves as God sees them." Now this is significant, since she is one of the main sources for the 3 days of darkness. However, one source I found said that this prophecy attributed to her can only be found in sources that promote the illumination of conscience, but it is not in earlier texts. So he believes this is not authentic.
Saint Faustina Kowalska in the 1930s, from her diary. "Once I was summoned to the judgment seat of God. I stood alone before the Lord. Jesus appeared such as we know him during his passion. For a moment, his wounds disappeared, except for five, those in his hands, his feet, and his side. Suddenly, I saw the complete condition of my soul as God sees it. I could clearly see all that is displeasing to God. I did not know that even the smallest transgression will have to be accounted for." In another area, she writes, "Before I come as the just judge, I am coming first as the King of Mercy. Before the day of justice arrives, there will be given to people a sign in the heavens of this sort. All light in the heavens will be extinguished, and there will be great darkness over the whole earth. Then the sign of the cross will appear in the sky, and from the openings where the hands and the feet of the Savior were nailed will come forth great lights, which will light up the whole earth for a period of time. This will take place shortly before the last day." And another place she writes, "Before the day of justice, I am sending the day of mercy." Faustina describes herself going through an illumination of conscience. Then we have Jesus saying that before the day of justice, there will be a day of mercy. The idea being that since Faustina went through an illumination of conscience, the day of mercy must therefore be the illumination of conscience. However, it doesn't say that. God does not treat us equally. He gives some more graces than others. So just because she went through an illumination of conscience and other people does not mean that God is going to make everyone go through an illumination of conscience. However, this does make sense, so this could be what it means. Greta Gainsforth is one of the visionaries of the apparitions of Our Lady at Heide, Germany in the 1930s, which is an approved apparition. She later started having apparitions of Jesus, and in one of those visions, he said to her, humanity has not listened to my holy mother, revealed at Fatima, to exhort them to penance. So I will warn the world myself. I am already. The earth will shake and be shaken. It will be terrible, a small judgment. But don't be afraid, I am with you. You will rejoice and thank me. Those who are waiting for me have my help, my grace, my love. But for those who are not in a state of grace, it will be frightening. I will make myself known to men. Every soul will recognize me as its God. I come. I'm at the door. The earth will shake and moan. Maria Esperanza. The consciences of this beloved people must be violently shaken so that they may put their house in order. A great moment is approaching, a great day of light. It is the hour of decision for mankind. Pope Pius IX. Since the whole world is against God and His Church, it is evident that He has reserved the victory over His enemies to Himself. This will be more obvious when it is considered that the root of all our present evils is to be found in the fact that those with talents and vigor crave earthly pleasures, and not only desert God, but repudiate Him altogether. Thus, it appears, they cannot be brought back to God in any other way except through an act that cannot be ascribed to any secondary agency, and thus all will be forced to look to the supernatural and cry out, from the Lord is this come to pass, and it is wonderful in our eyes. There will come a great wonder, which will fill the world with astonishment. This wonder will be preceded by the triumph of revolution. The Church will suffer exceedingly. Her servants and her chieftain will be mocked, scourged, and martyred. Okay, that's all I could find. If anyone knows of something I missed, please let me know. I'm only interested in older, fully approved material, not the newer or current seers, so don't give me Father Michel Rodrigue, for instance. But I'm getting this from the promoters of the Illumination of Conscience, so if there were more, I think they would cite them. The newer or current visionaries that don't necessarily have full approval, but also aren't condemned, like Garam Bandal, are very specific about what will happen during the Illumination of Conscience. The fully approved visionaries are vague, and you have to interpret what they're saying or reporting as to be about the Illumination of Conscience. Again, that doesn't mean it's false. Clearly something is going to happen. Jesus makes it clear that at some point He is going to do something extraordinary and show the world that He is God. That may very well be the Illumination of Conscience as described by the current visionaries, and quite frankly, I hope it is. It makes sense to me that God in His mercy would show people the truth definitively, so that if they reject Him and go to hell, they have no excuse. But why now? Why has He not done this in past generations? Well, because the world is worse than it's ever been. Many of the proved material makes that clear. The state of the world is worse than even in the time of Noah. And if God doesn't intervene, virtually no one will be saved. Until my next video, God bless.